You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's do this NFL whip around. We'll get TJ's angles on some of these things. So let's get this Litz in the mix.
Let's go!
We have time for one more.
All right.
We might as well. Why does it always seem like wide receivers are the biggest divas?
Pants, the silks.
Nice job on the blitz, Mike. All right, so a way to wrap up 2018, begin 2019. NFL issues, no PC stuff, TJ. They won't be Lions
Got
things.
It. Let's These are go. Bold predictions. Bold predictions as we go into next year. Bold All predictions right. for next year. All right. Kyler Murray will be playing in the NFL next year.
I hope so, and I hope he's in a Giants uniform.
I hope so, too, but I don't see it happening. I think the guy...
Stick to baseball.
Everything I've seen is a hell of a baseball player. I think he might probably have a much brighter future there.
Tell you one thing. The league has never been better set up for a player with his skills. Vertical passing game. He's a smart kid. Really good at reading coverages. Can use his feet. You can do all kinds of things. And plus, I don't think people care if you're under 6 feet tall anymore. I just don't think it matters in today's league.
I think it does partially when you talk about, you know, having to throw over offense and defensive linemen. But
what about the throwing lanes?
Well, I think my only argument would be, you know, just running quarterbacks.
I know,
but he's last a passer over time. First. I mean, we haven't seen it yet. We might have a chance to see it, you know, with Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes. But I think Kyler Murray, if I were him, I think baseball. definitely. Right. Got more benefits than
number two, Sully.
All right, how about this one? The New England Patriots will revert to mediocrity.
Agreed.
Possibly even before Tom Brady and or Bill Belichick walk away.
Totally agree. They screwed the pooch with the Garoppolo deal and letting Brady power play him out of town. Gronk is going to be done. They just don't have the talent they used to have. This is not a good Patriots team. It's not. They're nowhere near vintage. And I think, yeah, starting next year, look, Brady already looks like he's done. He's old. You see it. His body, he's given himself up. He's got QB PTSD. You don't want to take the hits no more. I think they're done.
I would disagree with you. I think as long as Bill Belichick is there, I think the franchise continues. I do think they screwed up a little bit with the Jimmy G-type trade. But you know what? There were signs of them slowing down a little bit there early in the season. They're actually my pick to go to the Super Bowl out of the AFC. Say that right now. I see a scenario where, I see a scenario where Kansas City can lose in the second round to Baltimore, and that would essentially give New England Patriots a home field advantage for the AFC Championship, or they don't lose.
Off-air bet on this.
I'm willing.
I'd like to do this. No, it's fun. It adds some juice to the playoffs.
History tells you, I think.
All right, next bold prediction. Is this crazy or not?
Crazy.
Baker Mayfield will win MVP next season.
Not crazy. I think Mayfield's everything Stafford's not. I think he's already changed the culture in Cleveland. I think the dude's got a swagger. It's very rare for a young player to come in and have people line up and play for him. This dude does it all. I like some of the public stuff he's done because that's what it requires when you play in a loser factory like Cleveland. Mike, I think it's all on the table for Baker Mayfield. I think they're a playoff team next year. I think the kid is legit. I loved him in the draft. I'm down. I'm all in for the Bake Show.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think they definitely need to add a few more playmakers on the side of the ball. But everything you've seen from him so far this year, he's different. He approaches the game different. He handles media different. I mean, he's just a different type guy. It's whether it's right or wrong, it's a little bit refreshing, to be honest with you. And I think, you know, everything we've seen from him this year, I think that thing's going to hell in the future.
Breaking news from 97.1 The Ticket. TJ Lang wishes Stafford was more like Baker Mayfield.
Oh, stop.
Back to
Come
you,
on.
Sully.
Rookie, 10-year vet. Come on. We'll see how Baker Mayfield's antics age. History has shown us, type of guys that get a little crushed at times, but is a bit refreshing for a year
Thank
at least.
You.
Okay, the NFL will make major rule changes regarding punt returns. They'll make rule changes to try to reduce injuries and penalties next season.
They're going
to
take punt returns away. It's just another step in getting rid of the special teams kicking game, my opinion.
I don't see it. I don't think, I think the changes they made on kickoffs, have definitely helped a little bit with the injuries, but I don't see it happening on punt returns. I think it's too valuable of a play.
Next.
All right, I got a juicy question here. I'm going to give you three names. You have to tell me which one of these is most likely to be a head coach next season, which one of these is least likely to be a head coach next season. The names: Jim Caldwell, Lincoln Riley, Jim Harbaugh. Seen rumors for all of them.
Least likely would be Jim Harbaugh. He's going to die in Ann Arbor because there are no rules. He's grossly overpaid, and he's incredibly socially awkward. So Harbaugh least likely. Most likely to be a coach out of that group? Call me nuts. I know he signed an extension the other night. Might be a wrench in the plans. I still think there's going to be an NFL team that will try to just drop an absolute godfather offer on Lincoln Riley. If someone hires Jim Caldwell, they have to be clinically insane.
I would actually switch one and two. I think Caldwell probably has a better chance heading into next year. I know you can say what you want about his game management, his press conferences, whatever you want to say. I only got to play for 1 year, but does have a good track record, and I know the guys respect the hell out of him. They love to play for him. So, I do think he will get another chance.
Double box.
All right, let's quickly fire through these last four. Josh Allen becomes a Pro Bowler next season.
Disagree.
No.
Accuracy is a massive problem, and that's one thing you can't afford in the league. I don't see him ever being an accurate passer. The running stuff, I agree with TJ. You can't be a run-first guy, and he is. With Kyler Murray, he's a pass-first guy. This is one where if Josh Allen doesn't, A, learn how to read defenses, and B, become more accurate in shredding those defenses, he's a big man who's going to get hurt big time. So I will say no to Josh Allen.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I just don't see it. I definitely see him as a good athletic quarterback, the type that probably won't last too long in the NFL unless he details some of the accuracy issues. But 52% of his passes completed last year, 10 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. I know he's a rookie, but...
And he plays in Buffalo with no help.
He plays in Buffalo, too, absolutely, but don't see it. I think he ranked almost dead last, if not bottom quarter of the league in all passing statistics with guys that qualified. So we'll definitely need to make a big jump. Not impossible, but
it's impossible.
Got an uphill climb.
Within the next 3 years, the NFL will move to an 18-game schedule.
Hate it, but it's going to happen. They don't care about the players, and the players have the worst union on the planet. It should never go to 18. It's dangerous. It's not right. Look at the end of the year. You got half of these teams in body bags. The Redskins had 19 guys on IR. I hate it. Players don't want it. I don't think fans want it, but the owners do and the networks do, and that'll win out because, like I said, the players have no spine when it comes to work stoppages.
I think that is something that the NFLPA is very, very strong against. I could see them going all in on that argument. I think if you go to an 18-game schedule, you're not even talking. You're not only talking about potential injuries. You're talking about, if player A is making you prorate a salary to $2 million a year, you're going to have to raise it by a couple million, and the salary cap's going to have to go up. Contracts are going to be a mess. Don't see it happening.
All right, last one. Browns and Lions will both win a playoff game next season.
False. I can see the Browns doing it. I can't. The Lions are in complete flux. I don't have enough answers. And I'm not blowing smoke up anybody's. TJ probably ain't going to be back. Or if he is, reduced rate, God help you. The point is, TJ, Ziggy, Golden, Glover, possibly Marvin Jones. That's five of your top seven players, five of your top eight. They don't have the talent Cleveland has. Cleveland's talent base is already there. So I'm going to say no to the Lions, yes to the Browns.
And Cleveland has also had the luxury of having a lot of draft picks the last few years, which definitely benefits them. But I'm not into the whole prediction game when it comes to my own team. But I never have been, never will be. But I will stand by what I said last week. I believe in this team. I believe in us moving forward. And I think there will be a step taken forward next year.
Wow, that's a great story.
Thanks. I didn't think Roberto was here today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.